are my strength.
We bow down and worship Yahweh. How good is that? Beautiful. It's David G. Yahweh. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And you know, we circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now it's time for the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor. Good morning, my dear friend. Well, good afternoon. It's afternoon here.
It's morning here.
It's still morning. Okay, great.
To you, and good morning to everybody in the central.
In the central. Okay. Yeah. Morning in central and west, and it's afternoon here on the east. Yes.
Yeah. You trying to make me go in this morning all on the radio.
All in.
That song. You know I love that song.
Oh, boy. Absolutely. That's David G out of Nigeria. Just beautiful. That album is called Yahweh. I just love that song. I just
it's
love his music.
It's a beautiful song.
Isn't it?
Beautiful song. How are you, my friend?
Oh, doing good. A little rainy out here. Well, we've had quite a bit of rain over the last day or so. But nothing like our friends and family and loved ones down in Florida and up the East Coast, South Carolina now. And it's supposed to hit North Carolina, and we're supposed to just get a lot of rain here in Virginia. But, boy, my heart goes out to all the people who lost, you know, their loved ones and, you know, and the properties and things of that nature. It's just devastating.
It is. Yeah. Somebody who works with me has a brother who lives in Fort Myers. His brother's house is like one of the few things that's still standing. I was like, wow, that's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Considering what everybody else in Fort Myers is going through.
Oh, absolutely. And we still can't forget about Puerto Rico, who was hit just prior to that.
5 years ago. Doesn't seem like it.
Well, they've suffered this year as well. They've suffered this year.
Yep. So. They had a big one in, you know, 5 years ago, recovering from that. And I don't think they had still completely recovered. I think it was a lot better. But then to be hit again, and I think this time Cuba got it bad too.
So. Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I've got a lot of roasting to do tomorrow on our Boomerang radio show, and especially those people. I'm just going to be really nice today on your show. Those people who, are, object to and don't believe there's climate change.
I'm really myself upset with these people complaining about, you know, student loan forgiveness, because where were you when banks were being bailed out?
They were right there collecting the same,
but not to people who needed the people who pay the taxes, bailed out the banks. Come on now.
Right. I'm going to just say this real quick and then I'm going to step aside. I know you have a guest waiting there, but I want to say this, the same, people. And like I said, I'm being very generous today, that are complaining about that are the very ones that got their loans forgiven. And we're not talking about $10,000 or $20,000 either, folks.
Right.
We're talking about people like, oh my God, I can't believe that's after that beautiful song.
Don't do it. Okay. Don't do it. You do that tomorrow.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
I will have to pass tomorrow. We have AJ has a college recruitment, so we'll be tomorrow for that and it's the same time. So we'll be out.
Amazing.
But I'm sure, William, that your therapist will be able to exercise all those demons that are bothering you tomorrow on the show. Y'all, if you miss it, William employs licensed therapists.
That's right.
As co-hosts for the talk show.
And absolutely.
I keep trying to tell them to send William a bill because he's getting free services. basically William gets to air, you know, you go pay these people to listen to this, and William gets it for free every week. So,
pretty smart to me. Sounds pretty smart.
I can't say it's not smart. I'm just, you know, trying to help them get their money.
You leave them alone. Just leave them alone. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, anyway, tune in tomorrow night at 5 o'clock p.m. for the Boomerang Radio Show, hosted by William A. Brown.
That's right.
Oakley, Reverend Rudolph Demery, and Dr. Cecilia Sims. She will be there as well to help William work through his issues.
That's right.
The rest of us kind of, you know, we get exhausted. So
she I'm doing my job. Okay. All right, Ann, I'm stepping aside, okay?
All right. Good morning, everybody. For those of you who are new to the show, I'm Ann Wooten Taylor. I'm the CEO of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, and this is the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries is a nonprofit organization. We teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. We do that through our 12-week health and fitness course. If you didn't sign up for it, you are truly missing out. We started our 10-year celebration class. Yep, it's the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Health and Fitness Masterclass. Normally, I'm the only teacher, but for the celebration, we have health and fitness gurus from all over the country to be our teachers this time, including me. So we're all kind of taking turns, but we've got with us Dr. Tara Cannon. She is the author of Health and Wellness for the Believer. She's a nurse with a PhD in nursing, and she teaches the health and fitness course, not just from a Christian standpoint, but also from a medical standpoint, even giving you cooking demonstrations on how to cook for certain diseases so that you can remain healthy. We also have with us Christian nutritionist Elsa Caballero. She too is giving demonstrations, cooking demonstrations, along with teaching instruction from a Christian standpoint. And we've got the First Lady of Fitness with us, First Lady Deborah Michelle Jones. She's given two free workouts every week. And y'all, we have been working out. I mean, Thursday, I was like, okay, I don't know what I did to make you mad, but I'm so sorry. Just tell me what it was. I won't do it again. I'm just kidding. She worked us really well. Really, really well. I mean, every week, Monday and Thursday, we get an excellent workout, and it's so much fun, especially since we're all doing it together as a group. And this is the first time we've done that for the adults. Normally we have the kids class, the EAW kids initiative class. They are the ones who get the free workouts because, you know, kids don't get to play as much as we did growing up. And so they make it really fun for the kids. And I always was amazed that the children wanted to come back every week, you know, twice a week for the classes. They were more excited about it than their parents were to take them. And so, you know, us working out together as a group, having so much fun, it kind of gives me a window into what the kids were doing, because we have this camaraderie. We're all in it together. Not to mention the fact that our trainer is a whole lot of fun too. So she makes us laugh herself. So it's an awesome class. So if you didn't sign up, guess what? I'll let you know when we're going to have the class again. Just be ready, because you do not want to miss it next time. All right, everybody? All right. It's time for your weekly motivation. I know that you guys look forward to it, and I'm glad to hear that. You are getting blessed by the motivations. Today's motivation is entitled, One Time Can Hurt You. And you remember, our motivations are designed to encourage you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, to inspire you to get up and try again if you fell down somewhere along the way. And we want to motivate you to get healthy and fit through Christ if you haven't been able to find a reason to do it on your own. So again, today's motivation is entitled, One Time Can Hurt You. Be honest with yourself. Are you on the brink of falling off the proverbial wagon? Is your mind stuck on apple pie a la mode like a CD on repeat? The desire is building and has been for days. You've been fighting the triggers hard, but you've almost convinced yourself that giving in to your cravings and going back to your harmful eating disorder isn't such a bad idea. It's just this one time. Then you'll go back to your health and fitness plan, and that'll be the end of it. Now, what happened the last 2, 10, or even 25 times you let the sin of pride convince you to give in to your cravings or your eating disorder? Did it all work out the way it was planned in your head? If not, then what really happened? In the case of the glutton, for example, after the first bite, guilt sets in, followed by a sense of failure. Again. Then pride puts in overtime by logically concluding that you may as well get your other cravings out of the way too, since you've blown your diet anyway. Because you can have a pattern of drowning your sorrows in a sea of unhealthy foods and beverages. You find yourself at a lunch buffet you haven't been to in days, weeks, or even months. Those suffering from eating disorders enter a similar cycle when they get into their triggers. How many times must you wander in the same circle, covering the same ground, getting the same results? Giving into your cravings or triggers on one occasion can and will hurt you. It hurt every time you did it in the past, and it's gonna hurt you this time too. So don't do it. Choose a different path this time. Give your cravings and triggers to the Lord and submit to His will to honor Him with your body by eating and drinking for His glory. Then you'll find yourself walking out of the wilderness of obesity and eating disorders and discovering the path that leads to the promised land of healthy and fit for life. I encourage you to make a decision that you will not regret. Make this the time you deny your sinful cravings and triggers to harm your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, by abusing food or starving yourself. Instead, choose today to obey God's command to be holy, even in regard to your health and fitness, by learning to eat and drink for His glory. You can do that by purchasing your copy of the Eating as an Act of Worship Teacher's Edition today, as well as the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook. You can get it online on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. In the books, you'll learn the biblical principles regarding the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ, and follow us daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest for recipes and diet and exercise tips. And don't forget to tune into our radio show. We are syndicated on 3 different stations. That's right. You have no excuse. You can catch us right here in Little Rock on Victory KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM, and 1530 AM every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock AM. Then turn around and get a double dose of the live broadcast right here on Studio W Buzz at 11 o'clock AM Central Time. All you need to do is download the app Studio.W for Apple or Studio W for Android. You can also live stream us at www.studiowbuzz.com. When you live stream, folks, don't forget to subscribe, and you can also go back and listen to all of the archive shows. And not only that, you get a triple play of us on Saturdays if you tune into the DFW Den radio station. That's right. We're on the DFW Den radio station twice a day, every day. That's 7 days a week on www.dfwdenradio.com. You can listen to us at 10 o'clock p.m. as well as noon every single day on the DFW Den radio station. So you have no excuses, okay? You can get your daily dose of the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show on one of those fine radio stations. All right, everybody. We have a wonderful guest for you today. She and I have had the opportunity to talk in the past because I interviewed her for the Narrative Matters, and you don't want to miss it. She is a jewel. I'm so glad that the Lord sent her our way. Her name is Mrs. Katina Lane Fombe. She's basically an international jet setter. All right. Aside from her pre-pandemic annual trips to Italy, she's also a powerhouse in the business world. She worked for 3M as senior HR leader for 12 years, starting in Tennessee, before being transferred to Indiana and later to the Twin Cities in July of 2010. In June of this year, she became the HR director for Anderson Corporation. In addition to being a philanthropist, working to form a nonprofit organization benefiting those in nursing homes, an avid health and fitness proponent, and a lover of all things Gucci, Mrs. Fombe is also a breast cancer survivor. So she will be sharing her wonderful and inspirational testimony with us today. Welcome to the show, lady. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much again, Ann, for the invite and for the kind words in my introduction. Like I said, I don't know if I'm worthy of some of those things because I just see myself as a servant, but thank you so much for the opportunity to share my story and just be, like I said, an encouragement to someone or someone's who have either made the journey or are making the journey, and just here to want to let you know that, you know, with God, all things are possible. And so, you know, hopefully I'll be able to bless and encourage someone on today.
Wow. And if for those of you who aren't following us along on StreamYard, I know you on social media get to look at the StreamYard link too. She looks so beautiful. Like nothing like breast cancer could ever touch her. You can see the jet setter in her. Okay. I love the pink ribbon earrings. Oh, those are too cute. You had to point them out to me. They are too cute. So let's talk about the fun stuff first. How is it that you came to be a lover of Italy and all things Gucci?
Well, so, you know, so I had to do some homework, Anne, because I said, why do I have this love for Gucci? But I remember, you know, my mom was, as if she's not here. My mom is a strong woman of faith. Mm-hmm. And I just remember how she worked hard and she made being a mother of seven children look very easy. Mm-hmm. And I thought back to, I said, you know, I remember when I was 18, my mom gave me a blue Gucci purse. And I remember, again, being 18, you really don't appreciate the value of it. You just saw it as a purse. But then I thought back, and it was like from that point on, I started having this kind of relationship, if you will, with Gucci. And so, you know, everyone that knows me know I am a lover of fine things, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Gucci just happens to be one of it. And I don't know if because the GG stands for glamorous girl, glamorous girl, you know, or godly girl, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, and being that Gucci is actually made in Italy back in 2015 for my birthday, I told my husband, Christopher, I said, you know, Gucci is made in Italy. What better place to go and just really embellish in the entire experience of Gucci than in Italy? And boy, did I have an amazing time. Mm-hmm. I went to the Gucci Museum.
They have a museum, really?
Absolutely, they do. They have up in Tuscany, they have a Gucci, this big mall called the Mall, and they have this big Gucci store. And then on top of the rooftop, there's a Gucci cafe.
Wow. And,
you know, it was just like Gucci, Gucci, Gucci everywhere I look in Italy. But not just that. You know, let me just take a step back. You know, when you think about Italy, I mean, it was just an amazing place. The culture. You know, just how they treat you. I mean, they think Americans are like millionaires, right?
And wow. So,
but I just look at the environment. They don't have an agenda. You know, people don't look like they're angry at each other. Everyone is just going about their day. Mm-hmm. And every time we go there, I mean, we're treated like royalty.
Wow. And so
I told my sister Shirley, I said, you know, I could live in Italy. I really could because, you know, it seems just like if you have any stress or things going on in life, when you get to Italy, it just goes away.
Wow.
But that's kind of how it started for that love of Gucci. So yes, my Gucci collection has expanded. I travel in the U.S., you know, buying Gucci. And of course, as I said, I've been in Spain and bought Gucci in Spain and of course, Italy. But yeah, I just have that love for Gucci.
And I know that Italy, particularly Florence, if I'm not mistaken, is your favorite, but you've been to a lot of other places too, like Spain and just, you know, just for fun. Tell us some of the places you've been.
Yeah. So Italy, specifically Florence, Venice, Rome, Cinque Terre, and then Tuscany. One of the places I still need to go is Milan. Because that's like the fashion capital of Italy. Mm. And then one year I actually went to Spain and Italy, like back to back. So I've been to Barcelona. I've been to Madrid. I like Madrid more. It was more urban. The fashion there, because I even had a few things, you know, clothing garments made while I was there because the fashion is just, I mean, just to die for.
Wow.
And then, yes, I love the Caribbean, whether it's going to Cabo or Cancun or Puerto Vallarta, I've been to San Luis Potosi. You know, some of my travel, my work takes me traveling a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. And so I just love to see the world, you know, learn different things that I otherwise wouldn't have been exposed to. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just enjoy traveling. I'm actually heading to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Wow.
For my birthday here in a few weeks. Actually, my birthday is this Wednesday.
And happy birthday.
I'll turn the big 5. Oh, I was like,
wow.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you. It'll be a half a century. I can't believe it. But
don't
yeah.
look it at all. You
well,
don't look
you.
It at all.
Thank you. Thank you. It must be in the genes because I have a mom who's 90. She's 90 and most people don't believe that my mom's 90. But like I said, I was a late child. I'm the last of 7 children. So I was,
wow.
I was a late child, but yeah. So I just love to travel. You know, I see it as also an opportunity to do some mission work and minister to people. So that's really, you know, what's near and dear to me. So.
Amen. Amen. You know, you talked about your work. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your corporate, your high power corporate, lifestyle now.
As I mentioned at the top of this call, you know, I work for God. So I see myself as a servant leader, right?
Amen.
So
amen.
I am the person who I make the silent moves. I work in the background. But, you know, from a career standpoint, yes, I've been in human resources for 21 years. Mm-hmm. So my undergrad degree, I went to finish my degree. I started at St. Louis University and I mm-hmm. finished my undergrad in business administration at the University of Memphis. And then,
all right.
And then I got my master's degree in business and HR from Webster University, which is actually based out of Webster, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And so, back in like 1990, I think it was like 97, mm-hmm. I entered the HR kind of career whim of mm-hmm. as a senior staffing manager. So I kind of did that for 4 years. I knew that, you know, I loved numbers, but I didn't want to be an accountant, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but I found myself kind of always wanting to get back into the number space. So mm-hmm. I left the staffing HR industry and I took a role as a branch manager for a bank. Mm-hmm. But once I arrived there, I found myself gravitating back to the HR space. Mm-hmm. So in 2004, I enrolled in grad school and I graduated, like I said, with my master's in HR and business in July of 2005. And so
awesome.
Let me just... Yeah, so I'm just going to share because, you know, I didn't get here where I am by myself.
Amen. Amen.
So let me just share that during all of that, I had gone without a job for 16 months. And
yeah.
It was during that time where, you know, it was like, God, what is it? You know, mm-hmm. I have the experience. I have the education. I'm not bad on the eye. God. And he says, well, you know, I'm about to take you somewhere. But the Katina that is right now, I'm going to have to do some purging and some perfecting in you to prepare you for that which I have for you.
Amen.
So during that time, I taught school for $75 a day.
Wow.
So when I would tell people, don't judge Katina, I said, because pride went out the window when I got up every morning, mm-hmm. put on a suit and went and taught school for $75 a day. And I couldn't tell you the last time I had made $75 a day.
Wow.
But that was best times of my life because even during that valley experience, mm-hmm. I was reminded that God was with me.
Amen.
And he was carrying me and nothing was got behind. Nothing was turned off.
Praise
he just
the
made
Lord.
A way. He made a way. And so the learning out of that valley experience was that he said, oftentimes you come to me after you've chosen to do something and it didn't work out. Then it's like, Lord help. He said, my word says, seek me first. He said,
amen.
I want you to do in any decision, whether it's your career,
amen,
personal decisions, whatever it is, you seek me first. And then I'll add all that other stuff. So he really helped me to mature in Christ and change my thinking about, hey, I should be going to him first, not my mother, not my friends. I should be going to him first. So when I did that, he opened the windows of heaven and he poured out. So back in 2005, I rejoined the workforce as an assistant HR manager for a company right outside of Memphis in Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Mm.
I stayed there about a year. Then he opened an even bigger door. Mm. And, you know, each time I would move, I would say, God, if this is your will, you know, I would ask him for what I wanted financially, but I have been stolen. I was tithing on what I desired, not on what I made, because I
all right.
God, come on.
All right.
God and taking that leap, not a step, but a leap of faith.
Amen.
And so I said, God, if it is your will, here's what I need compensation wise. Mm-hmm. Here's what I need just as far as a sign on bonus. I said, but more importantly, I need to know that you are there.
Amen.
So this new job with Cummins, they're the ones that make the Hemi engine. Not only did he give me the compensation that I had asked, he aligned me with the union president who just happened to be a deacon in the church.
Praise so the Lord.
Come on. So oftentimes when we thought we were talking about Cummins business, we were talking about the business of the kingdom, right?
Amen.
So I
Amen.
Said, Lord, I thank you. And then he moved me again. He moved me again. And I said, Lord, same request. But then in that moment, the devil tried to discourage me because I said, Lord, if it is your will, and this was back in 2008, mm-hmm. I said, I need $6,000 a month, which is $72,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And so when the manager called to offer me the role, he said, this position pays $70,000. He said, take over the weekend and think about it, come back. Now, mind you, I asked God for $72,000.
Right.
I would always close it out. But more importantly, I need to know that you're there. So when he came back to me on that Monday, I said, is there any way this position can pay $2,000 more per year? And he paused. His name is Daryl Stratton. I still stay connected with him as a mentor, HR mentor. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I believe in paying people what they're worth. Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely. I will pay you the $72,000. And God said, I've always made a way for you before. Why would you doubt me now?
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen.
Now. And then on top of all of that, the icing on the cake was the plant manager was a minister. I said,
all right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And then God just continued to enlarge my territory. Wasn't looking for the opportunity at the time with 3M. They called me because, you know, as an HR professional, I have a labor background where I work with unions, and that's a very unique skill set. And so when 3M called me and made me the offer in 2011, he said to me, it's the hiring manager's name, Steve Long, and Steve said, here's the offer. You let me know if that's not enough.
Wow. It's not.
Come on, Lord. And once again, he sent me to an amazing church, which was called Come As You Are Community Church in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you know, where I had a great pastor, Pastor Anthony Payton. And then I was blessed to meet who are now my spiritual parents, JB and Elaine Pressey. So they're both ministers as well. And they counseled my husband and I, and my spiritual dad was able to marry us. So sometimes we don't understand when God is sending us places, because
Amen.
I tell anyone, you see my glory, but if only you knew my story.
Amen.
Because success comes with a sacrifice.
Yes, okay? It does.
And so when God sent me to 3M, you know, he moved me, and, you know, I moved up the corporate chain, you know, very quickly. You know, he amazed me to have a comfortable lifestyle, because I tell people, I said, God got to keep on blessing me financially. I said, because the church needs my money.
Amen.
And people who need my money.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I had almost been at 3M almost 12 years when the opportunity with Anderson Corporation kind of showed up again, kind of, you know, God just had his way and intervened, because I wasn't looking for it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I knew what I had desired. I knew what I had been sowing. So mm-hmm. when this opportunity came, and I had asked him, and this may sound a little, you know, naive or just, you know, in my feelings, but I was like, God, you know, my desire before I turn 50 is to make HR director. I say, I've been living in space where I don't have any friends or family, you know, just really trying to get to that point in my career. I said, so God, it would be really nice before I turn 50 if I can make HR director. And then here it comes. And so, you know, I was on the fence because I'm like, God, is it now the good time for me to leave at 3M? Mm-hmm. And so I was throwing everything at Anderson Corporation that I could to say, no, it's not the time. And every time I throw it, whether it was the crazy compensation or the vacation or the stock options I needed, they throw it right back. And I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. But what was the bow on that box was when my manager, his name is Thomas Jefferson, but he sent me an email 3 days before I was supposed to start. He says, you know, super excited about you starting, all smiles. And he said, God has blessed us.
Wow.
He said, God has blessed us to be in a partnership to do great things.
Wow.
And so I said, okay, Lord.
Amen.
I hear you. So yeah, so my job is very broad. So, you know, I'm responsible for, you know, what we call human capital planning. So where we are aligning the vision of the company, making sure that we have the right people with the right skill sets. Mm-hmm. I work on business strategy as far as aligning the strategic goals of the business with making sure that we have the right people to meet those goals, you know, today as it relates to where we are and then where we're trying to go as an organization. I also work in the space of some components of diversity and inclusion, right? Mm-hmm. So as we all know, there's still that disparity, if you will. You know, when you look at most organizations, especially most corporate organizations, you see very few people of color. You still don't see a lot of women in leadership roles. So really just trying to partner with our senior leaders in the diversity and inclusion space to kind of help really trying to change the paradigm, kind of change the optics of what we've historically seen in corporate America as it relates to people of color. I also counsel and provide advisement to our senior leaders. So currently I support two vice presidents and one senior vice president for our retail sales and marketing organization. Mm-hmm. So it's never a boring moment. And then, you know, I have a phenomenal team, a well-versed, qualified team of five, and currently looking to bring one other person on board here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, as I said before, you know, I thank God for, you know, like the prayer of Jabez, I thank God for continuing to enlarge my territory.
Amen.
As he continues to enlarge my territory, I have to make sure I stay humble. And
amen.
And, you know, like I say, like with Jesus, you know, he said, I came to serve, not to be served.
Amen.
So Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. I came to be that servant leader, not to have people to serve me.
Amen. 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 Well, we were going to talk about your faith when we came back from break, but I think you pretty well covered it in the answer. We're going to be back in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back to talk about Mrs. Katina Lane Fombie's survivor testimony. Stay with us.
If you're tired of wandering in the wilderness of obesity, God is ready to usher you into the promised land of healthy and fit for life. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to teaching the biblical principles for maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Join our free 12-week health and fitness course for both adults and children in person or online via Periscope. No registration fees or membership fees, just the purchase of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook. So sign up today. To register, visit our website at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org and tune into the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time on Studio W Buzz.
And this is Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. And back to your host, our host, Ann Wooten Taylor.
Thank you so much, William. And thank you, everybody, for staying with us. We're back with Mrs. Katina Lane Fombie, the jet setter, the corporate guru, and the lover of Gucci, who's going to talk to us now about what happened in her life when it came to breast cancer. Because the way I understand it, you're an atypical person when it comes to breast cancer. Seems like you take really good care of yourself. You're that person who actually likes to work out and eat vegetables and fruits and stuff, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, you're right, Ann. So statistically, I shouldn't have gotten breast cancer. So yeah, so I don't smoke. I don't drink. I gave up red meat and pork over 25 years ago as a religious fast. And yeah, I typically try to work out, you know, I don't know, anywhere from 3 to 5 days of the week, just depending on, you know, my schedule. And I've been traveling a lot, but I still try to find a gym, even in the hotel, you know, to do some cardio or lift or do something. And so, you know, back in, I would say early March, you know, we shower every day and I felt a little something under my arm. Now keep in mind, my breast cancer, I had no warning signs, no redness, no pain, nothing. I just felt what I thought was a pulled muscle. Mm-hmm. And so at the time I was an HR manager in one of 3M's manufacturing locations and we had a plant nurse. So I went to her. Her name was Catherine Pipcorn and I'll be forever grateful to Catherine. I said, feel this and tell me what you think. She said, Katina, it feels like a lymph node. Go get it checked out. And anyone knows me know I do not play when it comes to my health. I don't self-diagnose. You know, I don't care benefits or not. And thank God I've always had benefits. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get checked out. Mm-hmm. And so I went to my OBGYN. She felt the same thing. So she referred me to a breast cancer institute here in the Twin Cities, of specifically in St. Paul, Minnesota. And so I remember it was March 7th. I'll never forget. It was March 7th of 2014. I was laying in the doctor's office and the doctor was doing an ultrasound and she said, I see two spots. Mm. And I knew then, right? I remember I was laying on my back and that tear kind of just rolled out my right eye. Mm. And, you know, I said, okay. And I just said, okay, Lord,
right.
Here we go. If you brought me to it, you'll definitely bring me through it.
Amen.
And so I said, I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to go do a little mall ministry because this is going to be a long weekend. So I went shopping.
Right. It helps, doesn't it? Hey, it does help.
Mall ministry, retail therapy, whatever you want to call it.
Right, right.
So, yep. So that Monday, March 10th, the nurse name was Carrie. She called me that evening and she says, Katina, you know, we got the results back and it is cancer. Mm. And I said,